You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are going to chat access to work, and in particular, the current situation with access to work, concerns and things like that. Joining me to talk about this from the RNIB is Roisin Jacqueline, Policy Lead from the Policy Team. Roisin, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks, Hubert.
So for those that don't know what access to work is, can you give me a brief kind of summary of what it is?
Yeah, so it's a really important government scheme that's run by the Department for Work and Pensions. And it's really there to support disabled people and people with health conditions to be able to kind of get into the world of work. So the scheme can pay for a range of kind of adjustments, equipment and support in the workplace that someone with a disability might need that go above and beyond what will be reasonably expected for an employer to provide. So for someone who's got sight loss, it might be a support worker, could be specialist equipment, it could be kind of travel to and from work if there aren't kind of suitable options on public transport. So it's such an important scheme. We hear from so many people, and then it makes all the difference to them being able to kind of stay and be able to do their jobs.
Can you give us a description as to what is the situation with access to work currently?
At the moment, we're hearing it's the number one issue, kind of employment issue that we're hearing through our helpline when people are getting in touch and need support. Unfortunately, for many years now, there's been really long delays in people applying to the scheme. So if you put in an application and you're in work, your application is going to be sat in a queue for over 9 months. So that's a really long time without the support that you need in work, which is obviously having a really detrimental impact on people being able to kind of stay in their roles and perform their duties. Unfortunately, on top of that, what we've been seeing over the last year and a bit is that when people come to renew their support, people are having their packages in some cases kind of rolled back and reduced despite kind of no change in their job circumstances, their sight condition. And again, this is really difficult when you've had that support in place and you need that support to do your job and you're told you can't have the level of support that you require. So really big issues that we're kind of talking to decision makers about and really making sure that they understand kind of the knock-on impact that it's having on many blind and partially sighted people.
Why is RNIB specifically concerned with the situation? You know, what are some of the concerns that are coming from the RNIB side of things?
Yeah, I think we're particularly concerned because what we're seeing when people are being impacted at renewal, a lot of blind individuals who have support workers in place, it seems to be predominantly these individuals who are having support packages cut back. Not everybody's having it cut back, but we're seeing a lot of individuals who are being told, despite for years having a support worker perhaps full-time, they're being offered less hours, so they're just not getting the level of support that people need to stay in their roles. We know support workers play such a critical role for so many blind individuals in their work and really enable someone to do their job safely and effectively. We think there is a real misunderstanding amongst decision makers and people looking at applications and renewals. Support workers are not replacing anybody's job. They're just there to enable someone to do their job and to make the inaccessible accessible. And we really need to get that across so people can kind of maintain the level of support that they need to really do their jobs effectively.
Now, when it comes to support offered by the RNIB, whether it is in terms of access to work itself or employment in general, can you tell us what support options are available?
Yeah, definitely. So we're here to offer advice and support. And the best thing for someone to do who might be impacted by issues with access to work is to reach out to our advice service. You can get in touch via our helpline. You can call on 0303 123 9999, or you could also email helpline@rnib.org.uk and we'll be able to share advice and support you.
Also, RNIB would like to hear from people about their access to work experiences. What are you exactly looking for?
Yeah, so we've got a short survey at the moment running on our website, and it'd be great for anyone who's uses access to work or apply to the scheme. If you could take 5 minutes to fill it out, it would be really appreciated. We really just want to get a sense of how important the scheme is, when it is in place and it's working, what it enables an individual to do. We've got a question there just asking if you have a support worker, what kind of support and tasks are they supporting you with, so we can really bring that role to life for decision makers and make sure they understand how important it is and why it needs protecting. And we've also got questions just to really underscore that if awards are reduced, how this is detrimentally impacting and ultimately for some individuals, meaning they can't stay in their work. So it'd be great if people could get involved. We have a link on our website. So if you go to rnib.in/ATW-survey, you'll find the link.
Now, for people that want to complete the survey, how long have they got to complete it?
Yeah, so it's open for the next month. So it'd be brilliant if anyone could take part. And just to say a huge thanks to everyone who has completed it so far. We've had over 130 people complete the survey, which has been incredibly useful. And we're already kind of using that insight and making sure we're taking kind of what people are telling us to decision makers. So we really appreciate everyone who's taken part.
Roisin Jacqueline, Policy Lead at the RNIB. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hubert.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.